Greens call on the government to create a national truth and treaty body, and the Northern Territory introduces laws to call snap curfews. Hello, I'm Harrison Peterson with the latest from NIRS News. The Federal Greens First Nations spokesperson says national leadership is needed to assist states and territories' path to treaty. Senator Dorinda Cox has told NIRS News, having states and territories lead the push for treaties will lead to inconsistencies.
We need a Makarrata Commission at the federal level to ensure that we're providing federal leadership on this issue. We then also need a treaty process because right now there are many, many nations across this country who are without determination under the Native Title Act, which means that they don't have the right to negotiate. They don't even have the right to protect. So all of these legislative instruments that are currently being used against First Nations people, the backbone of that is, one, we have to tell the truth about it, and the second part of it, we have to be able to sit at the table and have the right to negotiate. And that's what Makarrata would allow us to do. But we need the government to make sure that, as federal leaders, they are absolutely crafting and producing a process that all the states and territories can fall into. Otherwise, we will end up with a cobbled together mess of inconsistency.
Speaking to NITV last week, the Albanese government said money that had been set aside for a proposed Makarrata Commission, a national treaty and truth-telling body, had been allocated into closing the gap measures. The Northern Territory's Children Commissioner says she hasn't consulted about controversial curfew laws which passed through the NT Parliament last night. NT police have been given new powers to call snap three-day curfews after last month's youth curfew in Alice Springs. Lawyers and children's advocates say the laws could lead to discrimination.
I wasn't consulted. I'm the Children's Commissioner in the Northern Territory. Other colleagues of mine, including the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, was not consulted. And really prominent Aboriginal elders and leaders of peak organisations, including legal and youth services, were not consulted. And they have a significant expertise in this area that we're talking about.
Speaking to the ABC, that's NT Children's Commissioner Shalina Musk. Bird flu's been detected in Victoria. Dr. Megan Frost from Bloomberg School of Public Health has told the ABC the virus could have a significant impact on animals.
What we've seen is not just the migratory birds that are getting infected, many of them with high rates of death, but also that we've seen it get into other mammal populations. And so this can include our sea lions as well as our domestic mammals.
The mutated strain of H5N1 was first detected in 2020 and has been found on every single continent, including Antarctica. The virus has been detected at an egg farm in central Victoria. Pharmacists will be banned from manufacturing replica weight loss drugs. Here's the Federal Health Minister, Mark Butler, speaking to the ABC.
At the end of the day, the clearest possible advice from our safety regulators to me was we need to shut down this market. It poses too much of a public safety risk. There's always been an exception to allow a one-off product to be made up by a pharmacist, but those exceptions have never allowed the sort of large-scale manufacturing that we're seeing in this market with products pretending to be Ozempic or Mounjaro, and frankly, they pose a very significant safety risk.
Ozempic was originally designed to treat diabetes, but has gained popularity for its weight loss effects. Elvis Presley's granddaughter is fighting the scheduled creditor auction of the late singer's home, Graceland. Riley Keough, the daughter of Lisa Marie Presley and heir to Elvis's estate, has filed a claim in a Tennessee court, which alleges the firm behind the foreclosure claim had forged signatures on a non-existent loan. The private investment firm alleges that when Lisa Marie Presley died, she owed $3.8 million on an outstanding loan, using Graceland as collateral. Meanwhile, Priscilla Presley took to social media to call the claims a scam, while Elvis Presley Enterprises says a counter lawsuit has been filed to stop the fraud. And that is the latest from NIRS News. To stay up to date, you can follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you've got a news tip, you can email news@nirs.org.au. I'm Harrison Peterson. Thanks for listening.
You're not sure who to turn to for legal advice? Want someone who knows what you and your mob need? Need to find someone you can trust. Kormarawa Law. They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector. They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more. Choose a law firm that understands you, Marawa Law. Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88.
Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow.
For our children, we all walk together to keep our children safe, strong and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So yarn up strong, you mob, and a big shout out to the NERS, our NERS team. Thank you very much. Now, a Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program, that's JYSEP, SEP, in Queensland. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Paul Brady, Secretary for the Manura Community Alliance, and got Paul on the line. Paul, very good morning. How are you, Paul?
Very good morning to you, Councillor Trout. How's everything?
Everything's all good, my friend. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So before we start, sound like you got a bit of an accent there, Paul.
Oh, just a tad. I'm from San Francisco.
Okay, so how long you been in this neck of the woods?
Came to Manura in
2014. Direct from USA?
No, I was doing similar work over in Perth, Curtin University.
Okay, thank you very much. So you're the secretary for the Manura community base. Tell us about the JYSEP, Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program.
Well, before I jump into that, if you mind, I was inspired by a number of the people that you had on your program who talked about intervening with youth before they fall into trouble.
Yes.
And I've also, in learning about how to help in the neighborhood, there's the Smallbone Report, which the state of Queensland put together some years ago, that talked about what are the steps that needed to be taken to stop the cycle of difficulties in the neighborhoods. And when I read that and when I heard your show and Gary's show before you, it was like, well, this is what we're doing in the neighborhood.
Lovely.
And that's what JYSEP is. It's a spiritual empowerment program helping youth understand their own nobility and realizing that we're all beautiful people created in the image and likeness of God, as it says in the Bible.
Yes.
But that means our spiritual qualities, not, my beautiful hair or good features, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And so helping a youth understand that helps them understand that they have a different identity in the world, that their identity is not tied to their peer group or not tied to social media or not tied to what they see on TV, and help them understand that these beautiful qualities that are in all of us need to be developed so that we can help society benefit from them.
Yeah, and the message I add to that, my friend, Paul, is each and every one of us, individuals, we are unique. There's no one else on planet Earth like us, you know?
Exactly. And one of the appreciations we need to have is that it takes all of us to create a new society, that everybody has a role to play in building a new creation, building a new society. And when any of us slacks off, if you will, or decides to go missing, society hurts as a result. So it's actually necessary for us to encourage everybody to do their part and to, you know, find a path to be able to help one another.
Very much so. So tell us about Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program. How long has it been operating for? And also the Manura Community Alliance, how long has it been operating for? And the connection between both.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, I came from Perth. We were working around Balga, Balajura, and Indigenous and migrant communities in Perth. And over there, we were working with a similar group of people. And then the council decided to knock down the whole neighborhood. They destroyed 400 homes, and all the people we were working with got spread all over the country, all over the town. So I was looking for another place where I could do similar work. And our friends recommended North Queensland. And so I came over here and looked for a similar neighborhood, and Manura was where I wound up. And I wound up here before the severe difficulties they had in Manura in 2014. And we became part of the healing project in Manura and started children's classes, teaching children about their spiritual nobility before they became junior youth. And then the junior youth program came in as well. At the same time, the JYSEP program was running in Morrible for already for 5+ years. And so the idea for youth, this is the incredibly important time in our lives where we form our identity between the age of 12 and 15. And so it's when the child separates from the mother and the family and starts to realize that they get to be, to create their own identity. And they look around to see, who am I? And they look at the social media and their peer group and whatnot. And sometimes they get dragged along with the current of the river, right? But if you can help them understand their nobility, and also while you're helping them understand their nobility, accompany them in service in their own community, then they recognize that change in the community belongs to us. And as a youth, 12 to 15 years old, they see they've made a change in their neighborhood. And they say, wow, look at that. The neighborhood's better because I did something. And so then when they become 15 and more rigid, if you will, then they realize that the change belongs to us, not waiting for a government or not waiting for a church or not waiting for somebody else, that neighbors have to band together and make the change in our neighborhood.
Well, the individual picks up a foundation of who they are or who they can become.
And obviously, we know the difficulties when we get detached from families. The people you were just at on your show were talking about when the family comes together and wraps around the youth, they're stronger and more able to resist, if you will, the trend of the current. And when they don't have that wraparound, then somebody else has to help. And that's what we do in the community. So we've been helping youth, children, mothers that were getting their children back from child protection, and accompanying them from that to getting jobs. So the difficulty, if you will, is that there's not enough of us. So we've been working in Manura for, I've been there for 10 years now. Another friend of ours with the JYSEP program was working in Morrible and is now working in Manura for 3 or 4 years before that.
And Paul, how many you got on your team there, Paul, with the Manura Community Alliance?
The alliance is about 15 people.
15 people, lovely, yes.
At the moment. Yeah, the alliance was formed after a meeting. The Manura Community Advisory Group was formed after that tragedy in Murray Street. And some 80 or 100 people came together at Woodchopper, and they wanted to talk about how to make our neighborhood safe and what we can do to help our own neighborhood. So a number of people came together to continue that discussion and the points that were raised in that meeting, and that became the foundation of the Manura Community Alliance. And so we've been working off of the points that were drawn at that meeting, working with the council, with the former mayor when he was your councillor, and and Amy Eaton was the secretary of the council before of our committee prior to that.
And she's now the mayor. So that's your pathway. You're mayor next stage.
If I had the slightest interest in politics, not really.
Look, it's powerful.
It tends to be a
It's powerful, the work that you're doing there, and JICEP, you know, Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program. Look, it's a beautiful vehicle that creates a strong foundation for our young ones to give them vision for their life. Exactly. And hats off to Manura exactly. Community Alliance and the team that's doing the work, brother.
Yeah, and it's nationwide. The JICEP okay. program was running in runs in pretty much every major community and some small ones. There's some extraordinary places out by Alice, St. Catherine, and someplace yes. else where this program is running very strong.
It works, so it should be templated across the country.
Exactly. And it is templated, and the Bai community does that work nationwide. Where it's most successful, I think, was where elders became involved.
Yes.
And so the elders started to help the youth recognize that this is a pathway for you instead of the trend of the current and the river, you know.
Yeah, beautiful. And the path, pathway is strong because of the elders being at the table. They're the ones with the information and the education and the knowledge. Of course, they need to be at the table. I think it's a fantastic concept. And how long have you been involved, Paul?
I've been a Baha'i since 1980, and yeah. we've been working in various angles of the same difficulty for as long as I've been a Baha'i. So what's that? 40 years, something like that.
And the people you've got working for you, the people on the committee, the people in the community as staff, are they blue card certified?
Absolutely.
Yep, lovely.
So that's one of the things that we learn to say instead of child protection, we talk about blue card and safety of children.
Yes.
Because child protection shakes people up.
It does. And that's forefront of the safety of our young ones.
Identifiable as safe. Yeah.
Exactly. How many kids would be engaged, would you say, Paul?
We had a camp this last holidays with 30.
30.
Beautiful. That was... children, youth, and a few parents.
Okay, lovely.
And every 3 months we've had a camp away from the neighborhood with similar numbers.
And parents are involved as well. They're at the table.
Some.
Okay, that's great. That's beautiful. You need more. So there is opportunity for parents to be involved as well, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Good. They need them. You know, I mean, because they have the authority, as you say. When youth are connected to family and listening to parents and listening to their elders and understanding that this is knowledge and guidance, then they're happier and society is happier.
And Paul goes back to the old phrase, it takes a community to raise a child. We're all in this together, aren't we?
Precisely. And imagine helping a 12 to 15-year-old understand that.
Yeah.
You know, so he comes with that idea and says, oh, my goodness, this is not about I'm not here by myself. This is not about what's happening to me. It's about us getting together and helping everybody else.
Well, it gives them a foundation. Paul, it gives them a foundation for 2-3 years away from being an adult. And they've got the makeup now of who they are. And they're building an empire, not on sand, but on strong foundation. And they become the true person they need to become.
Exactly, and that's the identity that people are struggling with in the world.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just Manora or not just Perth.
Well, there's 45-year-olds out there who are lost, Paul? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a great concept. Thank you very much for your yarn. Big shout out to the Manura Community Alliance. And I think the JICEP, Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program, is fantastic. And great to hear that it's operating here in Cairns, but operating nationally as well.
Yeah, nationally, internationally, actually. And if anybody wanted to get hold of it, they could find the Baha'i community in their neighborhood or look up JYSEP online.
JYSEP online,
And there'd be places for them to volunteer or get trained in the effort.
Lovely, fantastic. Paul, good yarning with you, my friend. You have a great day, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
No, thank you so much, and very happy to have you as our local councillor.
Fantastic, that's great. Thank you, my friend. We'll be talking. All the best. Bye-bye. Right. A beautiful yarn there. Paul Brady's name is Secretary for the Manura Community Alliance and the work they're doing with JICEP. Now, JICEP is not only Cairns, but it's nationally, but also internationally. So JICEP, that's J-Y-S-E-P, acronym for Junior Youth Spiritual Empowerment Program. So do check it out if you've got some youth dramas going on, or you got disengaged youth. Look, that's fantastic, from ages 11 to 15, 10 to 15, right through to that age of a sneeze away from being a teenager come adult. So a very important space for a human being to be in. And let's grab, talk, and direct, and empower, and inspire them at that time. The Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. It's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, Two Deadly Mob down there at Brisbane, at BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, as well as the house there in that building. And a big shout out to the BEMA team as well. Two Deadly.
We are fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of indigenous. Yeah.
big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them overthink. Don't let them overdrink, cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old face. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I lay tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and know we okay, mama. Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't plain, it's necessary for canaries in a coal mine. My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. Never made it. No. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. No. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to show my jambu to the right road. Yeah. Damn near had to strap up and go cold. But now I see will they be backing up culture without going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual. Seen on TV, no ridicule. In black, I see life as cynical. But if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid. Without hate in our heart, time for making a star. I'm down for shaping the art of building faith in this craft. Let's go. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Times trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. And claim is necessary for canaries in the coal mine.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country at BBM, Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So do yarn up strong, you mob. All right, we're going to catch up with yarn there with Deadly Sister, Cookie LNG Mossman girl, but based down in Melbourne, working down there. She's a singer, songwriter, and just a beautiful sister, Kirsty Birchall, on the line. Kirsty, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. It is a pleasant Tuesday here in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's lovely up here where you're way near Cairns, Mossman. It's lovely and warm up here, so you must be freezing down there, sister.
Freezing. Let me check the temperature. It is 14 degrees right now in Collingwood.
Shut up. So you must get out of bed with your electric blanket, go to work with that electric blanket.
Oh, absolutely.
So before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I am a Gugu Yalanji Gubbi Gubbi Gurang Gurang woman from Mossman Far North, Queensland. Mm. I'm currently on Wurundjeri country here in Melbourne doing music.
Doing music, and
several jobs to finance that.
Okay, finance that. Thank you. That's the vehicle, the number one vehicle. Tell us the other vehicles that you're doing, and we'll talk about the song and your singer-songwriting platform. But what other jobs do you do down in Melbourne, Kirsty?
Yeah, so I work at Vacho Health. Victoria.
Big shout out, Vacho, big shout out, yep.
Yeah, Community Controlled Health Alliance, currently leading a Life Stages project with cultural content, which is pretty cool.
Good.
I also work at Ormond College as a Indigenous mentor on site for 19 Indigenous students that go to Melbourne Uni.
Deadly.
And I support an XR or virtual reality company called Foria here in Melbourne on developing Indigenous stories through extended reality or virtual reality, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. Congratulations. So spin it a few plates there, but we're also with the passion of singer-songwriter, and we're talking about your new release, When I Feel. So tell us about this deadly track.
Yeah, so When I Feel, it's been a journey. Mm. I actually wrote that song, I think, last year, end of last year. So my first release that was released in March was developed in the Grampians.
Yes.
My producer and I, not the current producer to this song, but he and I went away to the Grampians to do a music writing and producing workshop, and that kind of folded into developing this R&B track that I have with my R&B producer. And it's definitely shaped or potentially will shape the next part of my journey in the R&B soul category.
Good. Fantastic.
One would hope.
One would hope. There it is. But you're doing the hard yards, and that's what it's all about. We're going to play that song very soon, When I Feel. Behind it, When I Feel, is that about life? Is it about you traveling in life? Paint that picture.
It's about love.
Okay, there you go. Yes.
It's a heart sore song about love and falling in love and being scared to fall in love.
Yes.
You have to listen to it.
I have to listen to it. And when you talk about love, look, it's a powerful word, love. It can be empowering. It could be beautiful. It could be hurting. It could be devastating. The four-letter word love, it comes with so much definition, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think this one is about, like, how scary it can be to fall in love.
Yeah.
Because it's like you don't know if it's real or not.
Sure, exactly. And comes with that is the trust factor. And sometimes that love is so strong that it hurts your heart, you know? So, like, you know, do I want to get my heart broken? Or, you know, it's tender, that heart, because the pain is strong, isn't it? When it's beautiful, it's still strong. It's still painful in a way. So big definition.
The importance of that is to just not shut your emotions off to and keep feeling.
I love it. Because they feed
into your life journey and experience. And experience heartbreak can turn into something beautiful if you allow it.
Sure. So how many songs have you released, Kirsty?
So this will be my second release.
Okay.
I potentially will release a third song with a music video in collaboration with an Indigenous artist down here.
Good, good.
And then an EP by mid-year, potentially.
That's the goal, EP by mid-year, yes.
Yeah, but I started recording in September last year, and I have at least 30 songs already recorded.
Good,
I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready. Well, you're gonna have a song there for an EP, so more power to you, sister. And
I have one thing I forgot to mention. I actually am flying to Sydney tomorrow to debut my new release and my first release.
Yes.
At a sold out show in Marrickville at a place called the Lazy Bones Lounge.
Yes.
In support of an American artist, Lionel Cole, who is the nephew of Nat King Cole, which is so cool.
Shut your mouth. That is too deadly. So there it is, and that's what you need to do to get yourself out there. I mean, like, it's all about marketing and promoting your song, your talents, and that's what you're doing. So no matter how small, the fact that you're out there and you're performing, that's a kickstart, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, I'm joining my family on stage, so even better.
Good.
So we have a band called The Beautiful Souls, and it'll be CK and you, a bit of the Night Shift Boys from Cairns will be there. Dave Dow.
Well, you're traveling with some deadly people there, sister. Dave Dow, his cousin.
I'm excited. Well-seasoned artist.
Yeah. Well, give my love to Dave Dow when you look him. His first cousin belongs to me. I mean, his mother. Yeah, it's a big shout out for Dave. But look, thank you for sharing. When I Feel, we're about to play this right now. One love, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And break a leg, they say, sister.
Love you. God
love
bless.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yo.
There it is. The deadly yarn there. Kirsty Birchall, Indigenous musician. And look, here's a new track, When I Feel. Have a listen, you mob. And look, stay strong, you mob. Too deadly. And it's about everything you want in life is outside your comfort zone. So get uncomfortable to get comfortable. And that's what Kirsty Birchall's doing. Cookie Yalanji girl from up in Mossman, but down there in Melbourne. And look, chasing her dreams. That's what it's all about. Here's the track, When I Feel. Too deadly.
On the track.
I ain't never felt like this before. Heartbeat racing while I'm staring at the floor. Forgot if I ain't felt like this before. Mind still racing while I'm running out the door. Yet I'm scared, does he care? But how I really look all the way I do my hair. If you knew what's here inside, bet he'd fall in love. My body plus my mind. I can't fake this even if I try. You got me so terrified. I'd rather be lonely than have another man to show me. I hate when I'm uncomfortable. So much love, I'm so vulnerable.
Baba, waru, kubino, buzika.
chill, but brothers want money. This working place, you me call him, all ground or key.
Aki matanai black swan aye.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, and we can keep the yarns going forever, you could say. Look, with that, it is National Volunteer Week, and we're having deadly yarns with different volunteers across different industries. Our next yarn is with Morgan Hunter, who's a volunteer at Motherless Daughters Australia. We have Morgan on the line. Morgan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good.
Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based? Where are you living?
So I'm in Gubbi Gubbi Country in Nambour, Sunshine Coast.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to the mob there. You are a volunteer at Motherless Daughters Australia. How long have you been a volunteer there?
Yeah, so I've been volunteering with Motherless Daughters probably for the last 6 months, but been engaged with them for the last year.
Fantastic. They sound like a fantastic organisation. And look, a bit of your story. At a young age, 9 months old, you lost your mother, father and two sisters in a car accident, and you miraculously survived. So that goes without saying regarding this space, Motherless Daughters Australia, because that's where you sit in that situation, Morgan.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So tell us about the work that you do and the work that Motherless Daughters Australia do, and then the work that you do as volunteer.
Yeah, so Motherless Daughters, as the name kind of says, they provide support to women who have lost their mums, no matter what age, what background, just really providing a space for women to come together and have that shared purpose and understanding of what it's like to lose a mum and how that affects you throughout your life. And the grief is really not just an experience that you have in that moment, that it's a lifelong journey. They provide so much support to women through so many different ways. They have meet and grief dinners where women can come together and have that conversation over dinner. They've got friends in grief where they connect women to other people who have experienced similar experiences of the death of their mum.
Yes.
And they also do loads of resources on their website. They have a Facebook group where women can come together and ask questions. But they also do this massive event for their pre-Mother's Day high tea. And it's all across the country and really just has that opportunity for women to come together and acknowledge their loss in a really compassionate and loving space, but also hear from people who have lost their mums as well. And it's just a really beautiful way of having that connection and that recognition of how horrible grief is, but how important it is to really understand it and not shy away from it.
And look, it brings support is what I'm picking up as well. And when you look at Motherless Daughters Australia, do you know how long they've been operating for, Morgan?
They've been operating for quite a long time, actually. I know that the founders, Danielle and Eloise, they met years ago just by chance through their own Facebook group, actually, that was over in a different country, and they realised that it was missing here. And so they really created that idea together as, well, we need this in Australia. We need a place for women to come together.
Yes.
And it's been years where they've been able to operate in this way now, and they've grown massively. So they provide support to tens of thousands of women across the country now.
Fantastic. And Morgan, we're talking National Volunteer Week, and you volunteer with Motherless Daughters Australia. So what sort of roles do you play as a volunteer?
Yeah, so I'm pretty fortunate. I actually got to be a speaker at their Mother's Day high tea in Brisbane this year. So that was one of the proudest moments I think I've ever had, being able to talk about my loss with them. And I also supported them through their Melbourne-based pre-Mother's Day high tea event this year as well. So really just doing that meet and greet with all of the women coming through, supporting them through setting up the space, really assisting through any of like the little niggly issues that happen throughout the day, being there to provide support and assistance so that the event could go smoothly. But even just anything that Danielle and Eloise want, I know that me and the other volunteers are so keen to be able to provide that assistance to them.
Sounds like a team effort. Fantastic. And do you have a job outside volunteering?
Yeah, so I'm a social worker. I mainly work in domestic and family violence, but I kind of do a few different things at the moment. But yeah, I'm a social worker.
And so how does it work regarding volunteering? Do Motherless Daughters Australia send you a roster as such, or they communicate with you when your availability is available? Is that how it all works?
It's really kind of quite flexible and fluid. Sure. We don't have a roster. It's really just that they reach out and see who might be interested or wanting to participate in different events or different things through like media and that kind of thing. And we just, kind of jump at the opportunity whenever we can to support them.
And when we're talking Motherless Daughters Australia, can males put in an application and volunteer?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm actually not sure if men can. So I'm not sure if I can answer that one for you.
Sure. I mean, look, sad, but there are probably some brothers out there who've lost their mother and probably just want to support and help. But, yeah, worth a question worth having. But, look, fantastic. And you've been volunteering for how long now, sorry?
Yes, I've been with them for 6 months volunteering, but being a part of the space for a year.
Yeah, good. Are you enjoying that journey?
Absolutely love it. They're a fantastic charity organisation to be a part of.
And how do people apply to become volunteers with Motherless Daughters Australia?
So I'd encourage them to reach out through the website. There's a contact page if you're wanting to volunteer. That's the place to go. So search up Motherless Daughters Australia and you'll be able to find their incredible website with all of the information that they'll need.
Fantastic. Morgan, congratulations volunteering, and big shout to the Motherless Daughters Australia team, a fantastic organisation, and hats off to all volunteers across this country and you being one of them. Thank you for the yarn, and you take care, Morgan, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. That's Morgan Hunter, her name is, volunteer at Motherless Daughters Australia. And look, we're having deadly yarns with volunteers. It being National Volunteer Week, 26 May, and it's good to have the yarn with those people who volunteer, no matter what industry, no matter what space, but volunteers move this country big time. So hats off to all volunteers, no matter where you are, and thank you for your team effort. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumra Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you. Too deadly.
Race by as I close my eyes. lifted up. Lift the game a bit. Pick it up.
Adi, la vi la yo, adi.